Good morning and welcome to HealthWorks. This is Carol Knier, Community Health Manager at Wayne Memorial Hospital. I want to thank you for joining me today. And happy Father's Day to the dads out there who are celebrating, grandfathers, family members. We wish you a wonderful day and really enjoy your time. So on today's show, my guest is Diane Popovich. Good morning, Diane.
Good morning, Carol. How are you?
Good, and how are you today?
I'm doing fine, thank you.
And for those of you that may not know, Diane actually has worked for Wayne Memorial Hospital for many years, and we'll get to that, but she is currently the president of the Wayne Memorial Auxiliary, correct?
Correct, yes.
And maybe I messed up the time, Wayne Memorial Hospital Auxiliary or Wayne Memorial Auxiliary. I don't know, you know, how it's really under.
Wayne Memorial Hospital Auxiliary, yeah.
So Diane, tell us a little bit about yourself. I know, you know, you and I worked together for many years, right?
Right. I'm originally from Honesdale, back in the home that I grew up in. I went to nursing school in Allentown and worked there in the ER for 24 years. Moved back here to Honesdale, was head nurse in the ER, went to night shift supervisor for a while, and then the last 15 years of my career, I worked for hospice, dealing with hospice patients and their families, helping them get through the hard times at the end of life.
Mm-hmm. Well, and thank you for that, because that really is a challenging position, but it takes someone special like you.
I enjoyed it. Yes. Not that you want to say you enjoyed something like that, but it was well worthwhile. And my point was to get the families to right. The same point that they knew that their right. person would be okay.
Exactly. And that's such a needed service in our area. And thank you. Thank you for all of that you do. And now you're the president of the auxiliary.
Yes, I am. I joined the auxiliary probably 10 years ago. Was treasurer for a while. I was chairman of the scholarship committee, worked on many of the projects with everybody, all of the ones that we do. So I have a hand in quite a few of them. And as president, I have to oversee all of our mm-hmm. committees and chairs and our projects that we do.
Right, right. And, you know, as the president, you do get to meet many new people, right?
Many, many people, yes.
Right.
Those who join the auxiliary, people in the hospital, people in the community. Mm-hmm. We get to be a lot more people than I knew before.
Right, right. How long is your role as president for the auxiliary?
It's 2 years.
Right.
Every 2 years, there's an election of officers, and we change every 2 years. And there is some progression from vice president to president-elect and then president. So somebody has that. You don't lose the continuity
okay.
of what the president's doing.
Okay, so it kind of, you have like, what would you say, like 4 years prep, right? Is that what you're kind of alluded to?
Pretty much, yes.
Right, okay, so you're, you started as?
President, vice president, then president-elect.
Okay.
And then the president.
Right, right. So following you this year is going to be Joyce Malachy's the vice president.
Correct.
Or president-elect.
President-elect.
All these terms, right? You just lose track. But the one thing nice about that is, like you say, you kind of all work together to teach. So you're not put in this position blindsided.
You just dropped in.
Right.
It's all yours.
Right, right. Exactly. You learn. And I want to bring that up because, you know, many people want to get involved. Like, you know, that's our whole goal is to kind of, you know, do this radio show to talk about the auxiliary, to get people to become members, but also the members that are involved that may not necessarily come to meetings or know a little bit about it, maybe to step up more if they wanted to have more of a leadership role within the auxiliary.
Right, yes.
And that the support is there for those individuals. So, you know, what is the mission or the, you know, the goal of the auxiliary?
The mission of the auxiliary is to help with the hospital's either fundraising, follow their mission.
Right.
And help between the community, the hospital, just to make things a little easier by right. raising money to help them out.
Mm-hmm. Because that like you said, that raising funds or fundraising for the hospital, that those monies that you collect go to specific projects at the hospital, correct?
Most times, yes.
Right. Like what are some of the big projects that the auxiliary has helped fund?
Well, the big project the biggest one we've done is the Second Century Fund. We pledged $600,000 over 5 years, and we're just about finished. We have, I think, $45 to finish our pledge of $600,000.
Not $45, $45,000, right?
$45,000.
Yeah. Sorry. Yeah. 45, I was like, wow, that would be nice, right?
It's 45 or 55,000.
Right, right. So which is still a great...
It's a great amount of money.
Right.
Every year we've given them at least $150,000
mm-hmm.
toward that goal. So.
Right. And I know recently, if you check out our website, we have the photo op of you donating that $150,000 for this year.
Yes, that was at our dinner at the Capri the other night.
Right,
right. Really nice.
And I know the hospital, especially the Second Century Fund overall, those funds are used to help recruit new physicians and, you know, keep our physicians in our area, which we so need.
Yeah, and there's still some that we desperately need.
Right,
and
right.
Trying to find some and get them to come live in Honesdale.
Right, exactly.
Or around the area or surrounding Honesdale.
Mm-hmm. What about some of the past projects that the Auxiliary helped fund?
The past projects that we did... We actually gave money to redo a room in the x-ray department, the mammogram and the women's center in the mm-hmm. hospital. And we also gave monies for a van, a mobile van for mammography, which goes to Hamlin,
Carbondale.
Yep. It makes its rounds in the community.
Mm-hmm.
We also gave them enough money to get the heliport put in
mm-hmm.
up on Fair Avenue. Which has been wonderful because we were sending people out most of the time. In the last few months, we've had people being brought in for the cardiac.
Yes, that's so amazing. That.
Yeah, so that's for the cardiac rehab.
Cath lab. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And so everybody's really enjoying that piece that we have that's close enough to the hospital that we don't have to worry too much.
Right, right.
We've also helped with the nurse call system and the new wing of the hospital. Where the patient can call the nurse and, you know, talk back and forth that way.
Right. And the boards, right, that go up in the room, like all of that stuff that, again,
helps the patient
understand who's coming into their room, who we are.
Who their nurse is.
Right?
Yeah.
Right. And all that stuff, which is, again, you know, I remember when they built the hospital and the state of the art and all the, you know, electronic and call systems like that were all up to date, which was so amazing. Yes. So how many members does the Auxiliary have?
Right now we roughly have 190.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of gone down some because people have either moved out of the area or have passed away
mm-hmm.
that are not in the Auxiliary anymore.
Mm-hmm. But in order to become a member, you don't need to be retired, right?
No, you do not need to be retired.
I'm a member, I should say.
You just have to have the wish to help out with our fundraisers and help the hospital.
Right.
You know, it can be as little as a couple of hours once a year. It can be mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Get involved in even more projects. A lot of the committees are looking for people to help.
Can you talk about a little bit about those? Because they're like different events, right? Or activities.
There are different activities that we do. We mm-hmm. Have events, fundraising events. We have a designer handbag that we do at Lador every year. And that has brought in quite an amount of money.
And I've heard that's a fun event.
It's a fun event. It's a very fun event.
Our own CEO helps us.
He just calls the bingo. And that's in, I think, November 11th this year at Lador.
Okay.
So there'll be more information coming about that as it gets closer to the thing.
Mm-hmm.
We have a new-to-you sale. It's usually Christmas things that the other shop puts on. That they sell like secondhand, and mm-hmm. they've done real well with that. We also have a cookie sale at the same time as the new to you, and that's brought in quite a bit of money. Although Auxilians will make cookies, drop them off, and we will sell them.
Right, right.
So if your thing is making cookies and you just want to drop off cookies as a member, that's fine.
That's my job. I'm sorry, that is my job. Although I'm not a baker, but I do that for the cookie sale.
Yes. We're trying to get a linen sale. We had them in the past. We're trying to get another one set up. We have book sales usually twice a year, and that has a lot of gifts, books,
mm-hmm.
and whatever. We usually do it, I think, in the spring and then again before Christmas because
right.
they get some lovely gifts from there. We have jewelry sales. One is silver, mostly silver jewelry that mm-hmm. we have a couple of times a year. We also have a uniform sale, which works out real well because it's here at the hospital. The nurses, whomever need anything that goes with their nursing career, mm-hmm. can get it from there.
Mm-hmm.
We also have the gift box in the hospital, which is our gift shop, which is called the gift box.
Mm-hmm.
And we have the other shops, 1 and 2. Number one is in Honesdale, and the second one is in Holly. And we've been doing really well with that.
Right. What about some upcoming events for this year?
Upcoming events? The bingo is first. No, the Jersey Tenors is our concert that's coming up on September 17th at Woodlock. It's called the Jersey Tenors, and apparently they've been sold out wherever they've been before.
Oh, great.
So there'll be more information. They're starting to get information out about that.
And then, like you said, the purse bingo, right?
The purse bingo. There's a garage sale.
Mm-hmm.
Garage sale in July 22nd. It's a Saturday at the hospital's parking deck, under the garage parking deck, and it's from 8 to 3. You can set up on Friday. It's constant surveillance with cameras. The cost for an area to sell your things would be $25. $20 for an area and $25 with a table. And there are limited tables.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have any questions about the garage sale, you can give Kim a call at 570-229-4235. And the registration deadline is Friday, July 14th.
Okay, yeah. So again, so all of these events that take place, that's where you raise the funds where you can donate them back into the hospital, right?
Yes.
And then you also mentioned the scholarships, correct? So the auxiliaries do scholarship each year for high school students that are planning to go into nursing program.
And this year we had 10 students from, I think there's 9 schools in the area that we send out information to after the first of the year, to the guidance counselors at these schools, and they will give the information to the students. This year we gave out 4 scholarships of $8,300 a piece.
Wow.
So it's work. And we also pick for the student for the Wayne Memorial, for Honesdale High School or Wayne Highlands School. There's a separate one. It's called the Lemnitzer Fund. And a student from Wayne Highlands School, if they're interested in nursing, can apply for any of these scholarships, but that one is specifically for Honesdale graduate.
Okay. And is there a specific fund, or that varies from year to year?
It varies from year to year. This year, I think it was $18,000 that the nurse, the person who's going to school, got $18,000.
Wow.
So it's an amazing
amount
all the way around.
Right. And that must be somewhat difficult to choose that student, right? So, I mean, there's an application process, like any kind of scholarship, correct?
Correct, yes.
But to get involved, you know what I mean, is really important. Look at probably, their interest in nursing and how to get back to the community. And that's kind of coming back to what the auxiliary is about, right?
Yeah. And one of the major fundraisers that we had was always the Mistletoe Ball,
mm-hmm.
Which was held in January. We've had trouble the last couple of years. Well, COVID, number one, we had trouble with.
Right.
And weather mm-hmm. was our second, because it mm-hmm. was a ways out. So.
Right. And then next year, for 2024, we don't want to jump ahead. We want to take one year at a time. But there's going to be the garden tour again?
Yes, the garden tour last year we had was very successful. We had some wonderful gardens.
Uh-huh.
And it was a little bit too much to get it back together again this year, so we're planning for next year.
Right. So, wow, we weren't sure if we were going to be able to talk for 15 minutes. We probably could talk for another 15 minutes about the Wayne Memorial Hospital Auxiliary, which is a great organization, like you mentioned. You can join at any time, correct? There's
right.
no time of the year that you have to join.
You can get an application online at wmh.org.
Mm-hmm.
And you can also pick one up in the gift box at the hospital.
Right, right. And that's usually opened up, you know, like 8 to 3 or something like that.
10 to 3.
10 to 3, okay, at the hospital. And again, if you ever have any questions, you're always welcome to give me a call, Carol Kinnear at 570-253-8422, and we'll always steer you in the right direction. So,
thank you for having me.
Well, Diane, thank you so much for being on the show, and thank you for everything you do for our community, for our auxiliary, for our hospital. Truly, thank you.
Thank you.
Again, this is Carol Kinnear. I want to thank you for joining me. Happy Father's Day, and have a wonderful day.